I've been involved with some form of show business most of my life. From radio sports to early Newfoundland guerrilla theater to Mexican cinema and the soul-destroying cancer that is television. I got my start on the school stage, the pageant, the panto, the concert, the Christmas show at St. Matthew's. And even there I started at the bottom, literally, as the back half of a two-boy donkey in a nativity scene. The part of the donkey's forequarters and head went to Junior Stoyles, who, in the strange ways of small-town life, works here at the BCN in finance. But there was no doubt who the show's star was, Ruthie Bambrick. Ah, Ruthie Bambrick. She, like me then, was big for her age. I in the baritonal zones and Ruthie a striking soprano. We'd rehearsed the show a dozen times. There was little for me to do besides hold on to Junior Stoyles' belt loops and keep my head down. However, I didn't miss a single rehearsal, because at the show's climax, Ruthie, as the Virgin Mary, stood right beside the donkey and sang. Her voice, her beautiful, angelic voice, it did something to me that I didn't understand at the time. Something spiritual, aye, but something physical, too. Something very... Anyway, night of the big show comes. I'm cool. My father is bored, reticent, smelling of fermented cane, and my mother is in cardiac distress. She is so nervous for me, so pleased that her boy is going to be in a show. Mom, I said, I'm the back half of a donkey. No small role, she says. Off to the school we go. Backstage, Sister Mary Rebecca, the director, is as bad as Mom. You wouldn't know, but we were opening on Broadway. But then for Sister Mary Rebecca, I suppose we were. She checks me and Junior. Can Junior see all right? There have been some problems. It's okay. Don't fidget or get on with any donkey business during Ruthie's solo. She's nervous enough as it is. Okay, no business. Let's have a look. No, something is wrong. Our trousers are gathering at the knees inside the costume. The pants will have to come off. The sister will get us some tights. Tights? Girls wear tights. Shakespearean actors wear tights, sister tells us. Be that as it may, sister, we are not. And with that, she picked us both up off the ground by our hair. Tights it was. Me and Junior are in the wings. We get our cue, and on we waddle. Our scene is flying by, taking place in showtime. Moments are expanded, and somehow the quicker in passing. And suddenly, Ruthie is singing. She's so nervous, she does something she's never done in rehearsal. She reaches out and steadies herself against the donkey. Puts her trembling hand on the donkey's rump. Inside there, the heat, the velour of the costume, the tight grip tightening, a stirring, a fire I've never felt. I've got to slip out from underneath Ruthie's touch, lest I burst. I shimmy forward, coming up against Junior. But Junior has remembered Sister's entreaty not to move. I pull closer to him, and I guess in the process, I give him a little poke. And what a fright it gives Junior. He bucks and bolts, tearing the costume in two. Suddenly, the stage lights are blinding. I stagger, the rear quarters of the cotton donkey rolling down my legs and my shame revealed to the entire auditorium. Through the many gasps, I could distinguish one in particular. Mom's. Never forgiven me. Never. The shock was quick remedy to my condition, and many wonder if they saw what they thought they saw after all. Not Junior Stoyles. He can't look me in the eye to this day. Ruthie Bambrick, the still stunning mother of six and high school French teacher, laughs about it now. And whenever I bang into her downtown or up at the mall, she never fails to bring it up.